Welcome to Stakey Podcast, the student edition, with the lovely, with the smart, the intelligent and beautiful Murendo Brightness. Murendo, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yeah. Murendo, we can't wait to just draw from that world of wisdom, you know, from your experience as a student,
yes,
sharing us your journey on how far you've got. So before we go into the matter of things, tell us more about yourself. Who is Murendo?
Murendo is Murendo Brightness Nesisi, a Venda girl from Limpopo. I am 20 years old and I am currently studying nuclear medicine technology at Cape Peninsula University of Technology, which is under the Health and Wellness Sciences Department.
Awesome, awesome. You've all mentioned that you're studying nuclear chemistry, right?
Yes.
At Cape Peninsula University of Technology.
Yes, sir.
Can you take us into what has been your favorite part of being a student so far at CPUT, as some would call it?
Okay. I'd say that my favorite part of being a student is the experience that I gained, being able to interact with people as I am in the health sector, and having a confidence, because I didn't grow up as somebody who is well-spoken or somebody who was out there. I was a bit shy, and I think this helped me with public speaking and being able to communicate with people from different backgrounds and different walks of life.
Yeah, so kind of straight you out of your comfort zone in some type of way.
Exactly, yes.
Exposing you to a different world in a way. So with that being said, just walk us through a typical day on campus, your activities, what do you do on a regular basis?
Honestly, I'm not such a busy person with campus life. Yeah. I really wish I had more of the campus life, but a basic day is wake up, go to class. If I have to go for clinicals, which are my practicals, then I go for practicals. And just chill, watch a show, or study. There isn't much that happens as in campus life, yes. And I am currently applying for a RES peer education. So I'm trying to be part of the RES peer educators.
Yeah.
So I think that will balance a bit with my campus life.
Awesome, awesome. So my next question is, what's your social scene like on campus? What's the social scene like? How do you balance academic and having fun at the same time? Because, I mean, you mentioned that you're not just academic.
Yeah.
You also fill the inner room for fun.
True.
How do you balance it?
I think you should always know your priorities and be able to put things in order. Should know you can't go and have fun if you have an exam tomorrow. That doesn't make any sense. So I think having fun should have its own. I usually have fun as a reward for myself, maybe after a long week or after exams or I finish an assignment. I'm like, okay, let me go out to have ice cream, go have some sushi, go eat something or go sightseeing. There's a lot of places to see in Cape Town. So you just use that as a reward for yourself. As a student, I feel like if you use having fun as a reward, it is more balanced instead of just having fun because you have to have fun. But using it as a balance between your schoolwork and a social life, I think you make it a reward for yourself. That is more easy.
What I'm picking up right now is sort of what you're saying is always have boundaries, but also have priorities.
True, yes. Okay.
I do this right now and I can do that. Okay, if it's time for play, it's time for play.
Exactly.
If it's time for studying, it's time for studying.
Yes.
All clear.
Yeah, I think if you want to be validated academically, you should have those boundaries that there is time for playing and there is time for studying. And you should never sacrifice your time for studying for your time for playing.
Yes.
And if you have to rest, you have to rest.
Yeah.
Do not force it and say that, no, I have to study. No, if it is your rest day or it is your 2 hours of rest. So you should have that balance in those boundaries.
Okay, awesome, awesome. You know, speaking about balance, you're having fun, you have academic.
True.
And my question right now is there anything else that you're doing apart from academic that's sort of like an extracurricular activity that you do, or are you maybe part of a club or anything of such?
No, I'm not, but gym okay. is one of the extracurricular activities, because I feel like gym just helps you relax and be on your own zone and just try to be by yourself and just working on yourself. Because I feel gym is not only a physical thing, it is a mental and emotional thing. Yeah. So I think that is my best extracurricular activity.
I just tend to use it as a way to de-stress in the early morning and stuff like that.
Yes, it is a very nice way to de-stress, especially as a student. If you are facing a lot of things, just take a jog or lift some weights, then it would work very well.
How do you blend? Because, I mean, when you're gymming, right, you spoke about having your time to do A, B, C, time to do.
Yes.
See, so how do you blend that into your routine that helps you to also focus? Like, you need to have a routine. I'm just trying to get the question right. How does that influence, right, in you having a good routine that helps you even academically? You say gymming helps you stimulate your mind, I believe.
Mm.
It helps you de-stress. But how can you say it's very beneficial in you ensuring that that routine that helps you to do well in your academic is sort of like a success?
I think having a routine is very important, because I think I read an article once that says having a routine is the best way to succeed, because you are doing something continuously. You are doing it every day continuously, and you know, you have a to-do list, or you plan it down, saying that on Mondays I go for academics, and then I go to the gym, and then I study, and then I sleep. So you know that on Mondays, that is what you do. Even when it's a Sunday evening, your brain also already knows, okay, this is what we're going to do on a Monday. Yeah. So I think having that routine and trying to balance things really helps you to succeed in a lot of things, because you already know what you're going to be doing and what you're up to. And setting up breaks for yourself is very important, that you know, okay, on Wednesday I'm not doing anything. That is very important, just to help you rest, because I believe that most of things are not just things you could just do physically, but also mentally. Like, you have to prepare yourself for things mentally and emotionally. So I think that is a great way to succeed in your academics.
So it's more like just your advice to high school students, or high school learners rather, who are listening to you. It's more like, hey, always have a plan. Like, have a roadmap where you go, I'm going to study today. Know what you're going to do before that. So it's easy for you to target for it.
I think that is an obvious thing. I'm not sure if it's an obvious thing, but I feel that it is obvious that, especially as high school people, I think high school kids should try and do that, have a routine all the time, and base their days according to the things that I have. Most schools put up timetables of the subjects that are going to be taught that day.
Yes.
I think it also helps you to prepare before the teacher, because I remember in high school they always taught us you should always be ahead of the teacher. So I think having the timetable, you know, okay, on Monday, Monday morning they're going to be teaching us maths.
Yeah.
So Sunday evening, you know that you can have a routine to always practice maths on Sunday evening. Okay, so I think for high school students, just try and use the timetables that you're given, the exam timetables, as a way to make up a routine for yourself and schedule everything that you have, and I think that would point you to success.
Love the fact that you are mentioning that high school students should take advantage of the facilities that are being given to them right now.
Yes.
You know, which leads me to my next question. Look, you well stated that you are from Limpopo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You leave, your province, coming here to the Western Cape.
Yes.
And now you're living on rays. Sometimes yes. At school, we have that benefit where our teachers followed up on us. Hey, what are you doing? It seems like you've got someone watching over you.
True.
Now yes. You're on rays, you've got that independence. You might not be around family, you're on your own. Mm. How do you take rays life? How has it been so far?
Especially to the high school students, don't say, oh my God, now I'm going to varsity, I'm going to be free, because that is going to ruin your academics, because you will feel that now you have freedom.
Yeah.
So every weekend you're going to be going out.
Yeah.
Because I am free, nobody's looking at me. So why would I have to be sitting down studying every day? The lectures are not going to be like, brightness, why are you not studying? Your marks are falling down, or you need to pull your socks and everything like that. There's nobody saying that. So I think the best advice is you should never feel that because you're in varsity, then you have all the freedom and now you should slack on your schoolwork. You should keep focusing on your schoolwork and keep working as hard as you did in high school. And always have that thing of saying, there's someone watching over me. The same way you know that God is watching over you. Some people don't fear God and they'll be like, fine, maybe because you can't see him, he's there. But just always have that thing of saying that there is someone watching over me and I should do things the right way and try to always put up my academics first, because I think having academic validation is a great thing. Like getting your results and finding those distinctions, and
it motivates you
and you become happy. So I think that is a great thing.
It's more like a case of having the thought of like, there's someone always watching over my back. Even though my family members are not around, I've got someone watching over my back. As you're saying, that pushes you, you know. Now, in the same case, now we speak about rays.
True.
Some have rays maybe that's on campus. They might be fortunate, and others have rays that is far away from campus and they have to travel. How do you travel? How do you normally commute to campus? Do you live on rays that's on campus, or do you have to travel?
I live on rays that is on campus currently, but during my first year I was living on an off campus rays, and I asked to be transferred to on campus. And the reason I asked to be transferred to on campus is you have access to everything. So if you have the opportunity to choose between an off campus and an on campus, I would say that somebody should choose an on campus, because your library is there. It's a walking distance. You don't have to think about, I have to take a shuttle, or the shuttles are going to end at 10.
Yeah.
And now you can even, it limits you from your academics, because now you say that, okay, I can only study 2 hours. But if you could walk to the library, you can study until whatever time you want, until the library closes. But now, because you're depending on those shuttles, you think, okay, now I can only study until 10. But because you live on rays, you can find a group of people and say that, okay, we're going to study until 12 in the midnight, and then we'll walk together just to be a bit safe. So I think being on campus is the best thing ever for students that want to come to university. And for me, traveling, because I have to go to the hospital setting, we use shuttles. But honestly, if your parents came, they should buy you a car, because oh my word, it's frustrating sometimes, because we have to be in the hospital setting at a certain time. And when we started our first year, we had to sign a paper that says you're responsible for your own transport. So we have to be there at 7:45, and if the shuttle is late, then you, whatever time you owe, you have to work it back. So I'm like, okay, I might need a car here, but we'll take what we have right now. So I currently use shuttles and walking around campus. So that is my mode of transport currently.
You know, in between traveling from campus to the hospital, having to go to class and, you know, all those different activities, sometimes you as a student, it can be stressing, and but you have to overcome it.
True.
But through the wake of everything, right, what are some of the life hacks that you have sort of like learned and discovered that you might give as an advice to someone who aspires studying what you're studying?
Life hacks. I mean, shuttles on their own are life hacks. Because, for example, if a shuttle can take you from campus to Peru, mm-hmm. and you know you can walk from the Peru residence to the mall, then take the shuttle and save yourself some money. Because I feel like that's the best hack ever, being a CPUT student. And another hack, I would say that maybe trying to utilize whatever the school gives you. For example, if you have a choice, maybe you already have a TV room or a study room, what they call it. Utilize that if you feel that the library is not a place for you, or it is somewhere you don't feel safe going to the library in the evening, then utilize whatever you have. So I think that is what I learned so far, that utilize whatever you have and make the best out of it.
Make the best out of all the facilities that are given to you.
True.
Make it count. Exactly. In some cases. You kept on mentioning earlier on the importance of academic validation. You know, someone like you is now third year. We know next year will be fourth year, and then you'll be graduating. You spoke about distinctions.
Yes.
We tend to see people get distinctions, results, but we don't think about the hard work that goes through. Sometimes forget the hard work that goes through. We think the person's just smart.
True.
So now, how did you handle the stress during the semester? You know, like throughout the year, you know, from Jan, the fact that you are away from home, how do you normally handle it up until the end of the year exams you pass? How do you pass? How can I say? How do you just navigate through those stresses as a student?
Number one, I would say God, praying. As a student, I think your academics should be based on God. You should give your academics to God. Because sometimes people feel that God doesn't come to all factors of our life, but he is everywhere in our lives. So give your academics to God. Pray before you study. Even when you plan that routine we talked about earlier, give that routine to God and say that, God, help me as I plan this, I put up this routine that I should be able to execute it exactly, because challenges are going to come anyways. So I think that is my number one thing. And also talking to parents or family members or relatives, talk to somebody about it. Because I feel like sometimes talking to your classmates, they're going through the same thing. So they're going to give you the exact same answer or something similar to what you're feeling. Because, for example, let's say we wrote a very difficult test and it was difficult for everyone. And then you're speaking to the same people that wrote the same test and they'll say, oh, it was really hard. And that's all they say. But if you talk maybe to somebody who was not writing that test, they can give you a different input compared to the person you were writing with. It is good to talk to classmates and people that are doing the same module. But sometimes I feel that talking to a different person, somebody who has no idea what you're talking about, they're able to sometimes come up with ideas or help you with things that you're struggling with. Yeah, I think talking, praying and talking to somebody is very helpful when it comes to academic stress. And sometimes discipline, discipline is very important. I feel that sometimes I'm not disciplined at times, and that causes me to stress, right? It causes me to stress because you say, okay, today I have to do two modules, and then you end up doing one module. So now, tomorrow, you had planned to do the other two modules, and now you have three outstanding modules.
Yeah.
So I think not being disciplined sometimes affects your stress. You cause the stress for yourself. Exactly. So try to be disciplined to avoid stress. So that is,
just be disciplined to avoid stress. It's more like I remember back studying as a student, you would see yourself procrastinate. I'll do it when the exam comes. You're like,
there's too much.
Too much, but then because you're not disciplined. And that's how you got in there. That's how you got there.
True.
But so far, through the wake of the stress that you overcome and you found a formula that works for you, what has been the highlight of your student should I say student career or student life, or what has been the most memorable moment for you as a student?
I think the most memorable thing for me as a student is is a lot, but I think just getting a good average at the end of, okay, when I started my first year, it was online and it was frustrating. It was frustrating because coming from high school and you had your teachers there with you and helping you. So I thought I was going to fail my first year because of all that transition and not having like the lecturers talk to you face to face. And yeah, so I think my biggest highlight was getting a good average by the end of the year and actually seeing that I can actually conquer those modules that were stressing me throughout my first year. And succeeding in the clinical department, and because I remember our manager at the clinical department, they said that we, as a third years, we are their best students ever. So I thought that was the nicest thing somebody would say to me. And I felt that, okay, I'm doing a good job. Me and my classmates, we are excelling in what we are doing. So that made me feel proud and excited about what we were doing. So I think that is my biggest highlight.
What I love about this is that I'm learning is that one of your biggest highlight initially started with the journey of you leaving school where you had teachers following up on you, and now you have to work on your own. True. One of that is sort of like just seeing that you develop some form of independence, you know, and apart from independency, throughout the independency, you are able to gel with a form of networking. You can still blend with people because not just being alone as independent, but also coexisting with the team.
With other people, yes.
Yeah. You know, and that has been very helpful for you. So my other now question is, what advice have you got for, let's go back in time to 4 years ago, Murendwa, the Murendwa is at high school, still studying, hoping to pass matric, thinking of what she needs to study. What advice have you got for that Murendwa who wants to study the course that you are doing, or any high school student right now who wants to study the same course as you? Or get into varsity for that matter.
Okay, I'll start going back to myself. So to my young self, I would say that I wish I worked harder in high school. I wish I had more discipline and had the zeal that I have now. I think that would have been a great thing for me, because the course that I'm doing is not really advanced, or let me say that there isn't much information about it in South Africa.
Yeah.
So I think if I had excelled in high school, I would have been able to get the opportunity to study abroad.
Yeah.
And have more experience and get more practice and information about my course, because as far as I know, it is only done in 4 institutions in South Africa currently. So I think I would, to my young self, I'd say that working harder, so I would have studied abroad and gotten more experience in the course that I'm doing. And I wouldn't say change the course to my own self. I love it here. So that is my advice to my young self. And to those that I had in high school, as I mentioned before, discipline, having a routine, and also having a goal. Because most people in high school, they just apply because they
don't want to stay home the next year.
Exactly. Yeah. But have a goal. Have a plan, saying that, okay, I would like to study this. And don't go into things because you just want to, but have a passion for it. Because especially as me, as a medical, in the medical field, if you're doing something without passion, I feel like it is a set for failure, because you're just doing it for the money or just doing it for the degree. But without passion, especially working with people, how are you going to love those people? How are you going to care for those people if you're not passionate about what you're doing?
Yeah.
So I think be passionate with whatever you're going to choose to study. And as I said, discipline,
yeah,
routine is very important. So that is my advice to the high school students.
Awesome. Discipline. Have passion for what you're doing.
Yes.
Don't just study for the sake of, I'm trying to fill up the application form to take
exactly,
a course.
Exactly.
Know what you want to do. So if you could change one thing about your student life, what would that be?
Making more friends. I would make more friends because I think coming to varsity, okay, growing up, you always had that thing that friends are bad influence.
Yeah.
And so coming to university, I was scared of making friends because of that. I'm told, okay, people are bad influence, or they would influence you into doing weird things and all that, or you end up being kidnapped. Because I grew up with that fear. And so I'd say that having more people in your life that would help you become a better person, it is very important with your student life as well, because it helps uplift you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think making more friends with something I would do
that you would like to change.
Yeah.
And how has being a student shaped your perspective of goals or what you have learned about yourself?
I think coming from high school, I had the goal of saying, go to school, have a degree,
mm-hmm.
get a job, and make a better life for mm-hmm. your family. But as I came to university and started working in the health department, I just realized that my goal wasn't just to get a degree and to start working and to earn money.
Yeah.
My goal was to help people. My goal is now to make other people's lives better and help them with whatever they're struggling with. So I think my goal has expanded and I've seen the world in a different perspective.
Yeah.
I'm no longer narrow-minded or having a narrow vision of things just to say that school, work, money.
Yeah.
But it is now helping other people, knowing that there's different types of people in life. There are people going through different things, there are people struggling in life, but you are in life for a reason. You are doing this for a reason, to help them and to make them succeed, or to help them mm-hmm. heal from whatever they're struggling with, or make sure that the doctors that are helping them are helping them to become better people. And yeah, I think university has really gave me an open mind, and I really like that about it.
And what I love is that it's quite clear that your course not only challenges you, not only pushes you to excel, because I can hear already that you're an individual who's forward-minded and you are goal-driven, but the course also helped you to find a certain form of meaning in life.
True, yes. Because I think in my first year, I was wondering, is this what I really want to do? Because sometimes you might feel that it's going really well, and you think, okay, I am where I need to be. But sometimes deep down, you should ask yourself, just because it's going well and you are getting good grades, or things are just okay, it means that it's where you're supposed to be. So I would ask myself a question, is this my purpose? Is this who I really want to be in the future? Or is this what God wants me to be?
Mm-hmm.
So I think also praying about it and trying to find if this is your purpose. And I believe that there's nothing wrong with changing courses mid 2 years, because what good does it do if you're going to be doing a course and it is not what God calls you for? So I think this really helped me to know my purpose.
Yeah. Know your lane, stick in it, and succeed in it.
Yeah.
Right. So my next question is, what do you love most about the university you're at? And would you recommend someone to leave the province to study your same course as yours or another course? Would you recommend someone to take the same, that bold step that you took?
First, I'll start with the institution. I think a technical university is the best, because with technical university, which is the like CPUT, they give you theory and practicals. Yeah. So you get the best of both worlds. You don't only get the theory, because what do you do with the theory? Imagine you have 4 years of theory and then now you have to do something. How are you going to be able to do that? Mm-hmm. So I think that being in a technical university helps, because you're able to do that thing over and over again. And by the time you become qualified and by the time you graduate, you're able to do that and excel in it, mm-hmm. instead of going into the workplace clueless and being confused and not knowing what to do. So I think being at CPUT was the best decision that I took. And with my course, of course, I'd recommend anyone that feels that they need to help people, they want to help the world become a better place using medicine. So also other courses, I'm not really educated on other courses, but I think that choosing a technical university is the way to go, because it helps you take your theory into practice. You just don't have theory without doing anything with it. So you have theory and practice. So if you want to choose a university, I think people should consider technical universities, because some people think, why is it University of Technology? I want to go to just university. But I think University of Technology are the best in terms of practicals. Mm-hmm. If the course that you're looking forward to is practical, then I think a University of Technology is the best option.
And throughout, we have noticed that you love this course. You really, you are enjoying it.
Yes.
And now the thought that I'm having, or the question that I want to ask is, where do you see yourself maybe in the next few years, seeing that you love this course? Do you plan on studying beyond your diploma and probably go for master's? Where do you see yourself? Or is it an early call to me?
I think I have a decision already. So because now I'm currently doing a bachelor, which is with an honors. So it's awesome. 4 years, because awesome. It has an honors as well.
Yeah.
So I'm looking into doing a short course on something additional, which is CT and MRI. So that gives me an opportunity to be more advanced in terms that the CT and MRI short course helps me to have more opportunities outside of the country.
Yeah.
I think I'm mentioning outside of the country a lot. But yes, it gives me opportunities to be outside of the country, because it is what most countries are doing outside. And CT and MRI helps with greater diagnosis. It helps the world become a better... It's the new technology, let me put it that way. So I think doing that short course would be really helpful for me. Yes, but masters and PhDs, I'm not really thinking about it right now. But yes, that is what I'm focusing on right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Murendo. You have been a blessing to us for accepting first our call to come to the podcast today.
Yes.
You know, for the amount of wisdom you have dished out. Mm. It has been liquid gold. And I can't wait for the next podcast when we invite you over and we're having a different story. You're a graduate, because you say you're third year. You have graduated, or we are discussing the CTMR course that you're doing. You know, I can't wait. We'll definitely have you again. So thank you, and awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. This was wonderful.
Thank you.
And good luck to all the high school students, and wishing you all the best in your future endeavors.
Awesome. Thank you. And good luck, all high school students. Have you heard Murendo? I said.